This is the brief on the rapidly diverging state chatbot laws. While the federal government stalls, state capitals are aggressively passing AI regulations with completely different architectures, fundamentally changing the legal obligations for AI operators. So, what does this fragmented map mean for your compliance plan? First, let's look at what's being regulated. Georgia just eliminated the embedded services exemption. They're treating chatbots inside larger apps like Meta AI and Instagram or Gemini and Search exactly like standalone bots. It's kind of like the old exemption was a Trojan horse, and Georgia is the first state absolutely refusing to let that horse inside the gates without an inspection. So operators got to immediately implement strict safety protocols, AI not human disclosures, suicidal ideation responses, minor limits, and privacy tools. Second, Colorado is shifting who is protected. They just passed a massive five-bill package focusing on minors. It forces companies to build mandatory parental access tools and strictly bans generating sexually explicit or emotionally dependent content. But we really gotta ask, is this five-bill shotgun approach a comprehensive shield for consumers or just a compliance nightmare waiting to happen? Finally, Connecticut is changing who's reporting. They kept the embedded bot exemption but introduced the nation's first whistleblower protection specifically for frontier AI workers. Modeled on nuclear and chemical worker laws, it lets employees bypass HR and report safety issues directly to the state attorney general, backed by a private right of action against retaliation. It basically gives developers a direct red phone to the government to expose lab secrets before they ever hit the market. The federal government might be on hold, but states are forcing AI operators to rewrite their safety and deployment strategies right now.